Hi everybody, welcome to StoryZest. I'm your host Ladylon, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day, or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So, if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Some parents need some serious ass whooping, leaving their kids all alone without preparing them for the worst. Mom said to Dad, "Those kids of ours, the food that each of them devours, that Hansel cripes that little dick. To watch him eat it makes me sick. And as for ghastly greedy Gretel, I'm turning around to boil the kettle, and while I'm at it, she's been able to gossip all that's on the table." The father merely shrugged and sighed. Mom waved her frying pan and cried, "My mother wins that we come first. Them kids should always get the worst. Now look, if we could rub them out, there'd be more beans and sauerkraut and stuff for you and me to eat. Mind you, we have to be discreet." The father said, "Well, what's to do? We can't just flush them down the loo." To which the mother answered, "No, they're much too big. They wouldn't go." "What if," the father said, "they fell quite accidentally down the well?" "Oh no," Mom said, "I doubt we oughta. It might pollute the drinking water." She's right about that. "I think it's better on the whole to take them for a little stroll and lose them in among the trees. Not now, surely? That's a better wheeze." "Let's do it," Dad cried out, "and then we'll never see the pigs again."
"Wow,
okay." "Walkies," the parents cried, "it's spring. Let's go and hear the birdies sing. Let's look for robins in the trees. Let's pick some wild anemones." Now Hansel suddenly espies his mother's shrewd and shifty eyes. He whispers softly, "Listen, sis, I don't much like the smell of this. I think our loving mom and dad are plotting something rather bad. I think I'd better mark our track to help us on the journey back." So on the walk, an outward bound, he scatters breadcrumbs on the ground. They walk all four for hours and hours. They see no robins, pick no flowers. The wood is dark and cold and bare. And Dad says, "Children, stay right here. Your mom and I have things to do. We'll see you later. Toodaloo." They sailed off with perfect ease and disappeared among the trees. "They're going to dump us," Gretel cried. "They won't succeed," the boy replied. "We'll get back home. We cannot fail by following the breadcrumb trail. Just take my hand and come with me. We'll find our way. You wait and see." But oh, alas, where crumbs had been, there now has nothing to be seen. Young Gretel cried, "You silly twit! The crows have eaten every bit." Poor little children all alone, the foul and filthy parents flown. Poor little children all forlorn, to face the dismal murky morn. "We'll starve to death," young Hansel cried, when all at once the youth espied a funny little snow-white bird, who spoke as follows, word for word, "Come follow me, your troubled things, I'll take you on my silver wings, to safety, to a lovely place, where you can live in peace and grace." This wondrous bird then led them forth for miles and miles towards the north, until at last there hove in sight a lovely cottage painted white. And there before the cottage door, these two enraptured children saw a sweet old dame with rosy skin, who smiled and said, "Oh, do come in. You must be hungry, little lambs." She fed them treacle, darts and hams, and sugar buns and gorgeous jam. The children cried, "Oh, thank you, ma'am." The woman with the rosy cheeks now smiles again and softly speaks, "My darling children, as you see, you eat extremely well with me." She then serves up the second treat, a very curious roast of meat, all sizzling hot and crispy brown. The happy children wolf it down. The hostess says, "Do have some more, I doubt you've tasted this before." Young Hansel answers, "Is it lamb?" Or is it beef? Or is it ham? Whatever it is, I must admit, it's awfully tender, isn't it? Dorman said. This special meat is the only kind I like to eat. Then Gretel says, I'll make a bit. This meat is either goat or kid. The woman says, well, no. And yes, I must say kids are clever guys. She smiled and chewed and chewed and smiled and looked so innocent and mild. As soon as they have left the table, the woman led them to the stable. Stable? They wondered, turning pale. The place looked like a sort of jail, with bars and bolts and horrid things like manacles and iron rings. Ew. The woman said, go in and look. It's just such a cozy little nook. So Hansel, wanting to explore, went boldly through the open door. The woman quickly slammed it. Bang! The bars and locks and bolts went clang! Hey, let me out! Young Hansel cried. You stay in there, the dame replied. I'm going to feed you up a treat until you're fat enough to eat. The brothers Grimm, who wrote this story, made it 1,000 times much more gory. I've taken out the foulest scene in order that you won't turn green. It's beyond me how it came to merit such an enormous fame. Did parents really in those days agree to read such gruesome plays to little children in the night? And did they never die of fright? It might have been okay, who knows, if there'd been humor in the prose. Did I say humor? Wilhelm Grimm, there's not a scrap of it in him. I'll cut the grisly ending short, but even so I think I ought to tell you gently what came next. I'll make it brief, so don't be vexed. Just when the stove is nice and hot, and water's boiling in the pot, the pot's for boiling Hansel in, the stove for crisping up his skin. Young Gretel, in her pinafore, flings open wide the oven door. The fire is going out, she cried. The woman pokes her head inside, and Gretel, with a springy jump, takes aim and kicks her on the rump. Yeah, that's right. She totters forward, in she goes, head first and last of all her toes. Now Gretel, with a gleeful roar, slams shut the open oven door. The temperature inside, she sees, is just on 450 degrees. And soon this red-hot oven heat gives out the smell of roasting meat. The child runs fast and she is able to open up the prison stable. Oh, Hansel, she shouts, free, we're free at last, God almighty, we're free at last. The poor old lady dame is roasting fast. Oh, young Hansel cried, oh, well done you, oh, what a splendid thing to do. But then again, you must admit, you always like to cook a bit. I'm not so much of a chef, but I'm happy that Gretel loved to prepare meals. It saved her brother in the end. Hansel and Gretel decided not to turn home, but went to the city instead to build their own lives. Needless to say, they lived happily ever after. Thank you for taking the time to listen to StoryZest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe, it's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a little StoryZest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to StoryZest, or mail me to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com if you will. Goodbye everybody, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen.